and funeral.
Yeah. And the people, the family, I guess they used to wear black armbands to show that they were
in mourning.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the thing that the dead people are buried in, that is a
coffin.
Okay. And there are some people who believe that they are haunted by
spirits.
Mm-hmm. And at Halloween, they dress, kids dress up as
ghosts.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you hear, you move into a new house, that's a new house for you, but it happens to be a really old house, and you hear creakings, you think that it is
haunted.
Mm-hmm. And also at Halloween, some children dress up in red with a horns and a tail, and they're dressed up as
the devil.
There are people who believe that you can't walk underneath a ladder, or you can't have a black cat cross in front of your path. They are.
Oh my goodness sakes. This is awful. I know that word. Isn't that terrible?
<Mm-mm>.
Oh, my mind today.
It's
Oh, I know that. Superstitious, yes.
Do you have any superstitions around your neighborhood? I know where I grew up there, we were always told that we couldn't go walking in the fields late at night because there was a man who would walk the fields. And
oh, we have one here the children tell about, the young people, and they call it the White Lady. There was an old mine office up in Latuda, and the roof was gone, but the walls were there. It was stone walls.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they said that if they'd go up there at night, they could see this white lady walking around in that building. And they all talk about going up to Latuda to see the white lady. Teenagers.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know whatever brought it on. I know there isn't a white lady up there.
Just something, I guess, that you make up.
Well, somebody might have seen something at one time, and mm-hmm. it's just gone on, because it's been years since I was a young girl this story's been told.
Oh, my goodness. On December 25th, you say to people,
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on January 1st, you say,
Happy New Year.
Yes. When you're really tired, or say you have a young child who's really tired, do you say that child is, do you have a certain word that says that they're really tired?
Worn out.
How about really disgusted?
Yes, I don't know.
Okay. How about really angry?
Oh, you mean use that expression?
Yeah, like you'd say, for worn out, you'd say, or I mean really tired, you'd say, he's worn out.